He shook his head and switched the screen from the computer to television. Somewhere, maybe down in the ruined town below, Harper must have one hell of a satellite dish to pick up the channels from here, he thought, as he flicked through them. An American news channel, news again only in Spanish or Portuguese, a documentary, adverts, someone explaining how exciting a steam cleaner could be, a film, MTV, more adverts. Matt stopped. He stared at the advert. A woman driving a big car through a mountain stream and along a narrow road in the middle of nowhere. Then he changed back to the previous channel, MTV, music. The same music as he could hear, accompanied now by the video. He muted the sound and watched the dancing. Yes, it was exactly the same music, exactly in time. He could hear a television somewhere. He turned off the screen and sat on the bed thinking. The television was tuned to a music channel and turned up loud so that Robin and Venture could talk quietly without the risk of anyone hearing them. Of course, there was no one else in the room, but Venture was pretty sure that Harper had microphones installed. He had searched carefully for hidden cameras and was as certain as he could be that there were none. But microphones could be built into the walls themselves. They didn't need to be visible. They didn't need to see and therefore be seen. There doesn't seem to be any way out apart from the door, Robin said. Then we must get out when the door is already open, Venture told her. A different problem. Harper will take you to help him decipher the disc soon. Maybe you'll get an opportunity to escape. We are in the middle of the rainforest, Venture pointed out.
So bring someone else here to get us.
Though I don't know how, she admitted. Smith, Venture smiled. He'd love that.
He'd be interested in this place, Robin said.
And the disc. Yes, the disc. Venture tapped his fingers together. That's another strange thing.
What is?
Venture was frowning now. That's an odd drumbeat.
Modern music, Robin told him, smiling. We'll never understand it, the youth of today.
But Venture was on his feet, checking the door and then the walls. Definitely coming from the screen, he decided. He clicked the remote and the music faded. Yet the thumping sound they had taken to be a drumbeat continued. Venture turned up the music. Great beat, he said loudly as he did so. Hear that rhythm? No other drummer like him. Robin watched, her head tilted to one side so that her long black hair hung away from her head as her father felt round the plasma screen. He beckoned for her to come and help. She managed to work her fingernails, then the very tips of her fingers behind the screen. Together, they edged it away from the wall.
It must come out for maintenance or replacement, she said quietly.